If you were a GAG commando posted to the Anakin Solo, the last thing you wanted to see right now was a wing of Jedi Stealth Xs storming the already battle-torn hangar you were assigned to defend. Han was pretty certain of that. And he was absolutely certain you didn't want to see the Millennium Falcon following them in. Not after the announcement Tenel Ka had just made. Not when some of the mud crutches you were protecting were Imperial Moffs. With the stealth X-Wing cannons blasting away and GAG defenders returning fire from every hatchway and corner, the hangar was already one big eruption. But that didn't keep Han from firing a rack full of concussion missiles into the control booth, or stop Leia from turning the Falcon's blaster cannon on anything wearing a black uniform. The conflagration quickly faded as Han and the Jedi eliminated the defenders' heavy weapons. As one, the stealth X's dropped to the deck and popped their canopies. Out came a dozen Jedi Masters, leading 50 Jedi Knights, all leaping and whirling as their lightsabers batted a hail of blaster bolts back toward their attackers. Han kept the Falcon up high so that Leia and their two cannon gunners, Jagged Fell, and a senior apprentice named Derek, could provide covering fire. Luke and the other Masters led the way toward the back of the hangar. The driving tip of the Jedi wedge, they were force-hurling and force-blasting any GAG trooper foolish enough to send a bolt their way. Within moments, the Jedi controlled the hangar, and the few GAG commandos who had not already died or surrendered were either fleeing or tossing their weapons aside. Han set the Falcon down, then unbuckled and turned to Leia. Her eyes were already fixed out the forward viewport, focused somewhere beyond, and she had the look. Han's heart dropped. His entire being dropped.
Leia?
He asked.
What?
It's Jason.
Her voice cracked.
Jaina got him.
When the disposal pit door opened, Jaina was sitting on the floor, where shadow became light, holding Jason's head in her lap and whispering that he wasn't really dead, that he would always have a place in her heart, now that she could finally feel their twin bond again. Except that Jaina wasn't actually whispering the words. She wasn't even thinking them, really. Imagining might have been a better way to describe it. Or experiencing. So when Jagged Fell rushed into the disposal pit and began yelling that he'd found her, that they needed to hurry, she wasn't quite sure what she was seeing. She thought maybe he had come to join her and Jason, and that made her a little sad, though she couldn't quite figure out why. Then Jag knelt at her side and tried to pull Jason away, and that made her angry. She force-hurled Jag away, yelling what she had meant to be, "Don't touch him," but came out as, "Don't you touch him." Nothing if not brave, Jag picked himself up and returned, moving more slowly now. This time, he didn't try to take Jason away from her. He simply knelt at her side and gave her a stim shot, then took hold of her hand.
"Help's on the way, Jaina," he said. "You're going to be fine."
Jaina wasn't sure she believed him, but she squeezed his hand anyway. As the stim shot took hold and her head slowly cleared, she began to remember the things she would be leaving unfinished if she didn't make it, and probably even if she did.
"Do something for me,"
she asked.
"You're gonna make it," Jag said. "I promise."
"You can't promise."
Jaina would have smiled, but her flayed open cheek hurt too much, and her mouth, no, her entire face didn't really seem to be working right.
"And I still need you to..."
"Of course," Jag said. "Anything."
"Find Zek."
Jag's face fell.
"Okay," he said. "As soon as the medics get here, I'll go tell him..."
"No,"
Jaina gasped.
"He's missing. Hit during the Stealth X raid."
"Oh."
Jag looked even more distressed, and Jaina loved him for that.
"We'll find him. Don't worry. Help is coming."
Jaina nodded, but said,
"Second thing. Mir to give.